Welcome to the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope, your source for all things new and cool in the Premier Rock Forum. So sit back, strap in, and prepare to be rocked. Let's do this.
Prepare to be rocked. This is the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope. My name is Jeff Moody. I'm your host tonight, and what I'm doing is I'm gonna play a bunch of stuff that if you're a regular listener of this show and you're a regular listener of the show when I'm hosting it, I'm gonna play you a bunch of music that you've already heard me play. Why? It's the end of the year. It's the end of the year of this horrible year, 2020, the year of the virus. And the thing is, though, it wasn't all bad because the year 2020 delivered a whole lot of good music, and a lot of it is Premier Rock Forum related stuff. Stuff like this band from Chicago, a duo, two men and their drum machine called the Erratic Retaliator Strategy. They made an album called Instructions. They put it out in the summertime. And the track I'm going to play for you, yeah, you've heard it here before, but I'm going to play it again because it's terrific. And it's a heck of an earworm, too. I swear, it got to the point this summer at one point where I'd get in my car and I didn't even have to turn the song on. It was just there in my head because it's a hell of an earworm. This is the Erratic Retaliator Strategy performing Think to Breathe right here on the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope.
Don't get too proud. Black buddies be puddling on the ground without a sound. Jackpot! This is the wrong end of the hunt. Taste the asphalt all mixed in with blood. They depress the chest to snuff out the light. Fucking grind the rind till there ain't no signs of life. I feel lonely. Black ain't no color. Black ain't no color. Black ain't no color. I feel lonely. I feel lonely. I'm pitching Lucy's, watching TV, trying to work off the fat, trying to eat. Scared for their safety. Drunk at the wrong door. Running away. Running toward. Ain't no place. Ain't no home. Ain't no safety for these chromosomes. I feel the lungs were there. I pop the hatch. I hit the streets and vote with a match. I feel lonely.
From the PRF BLM compilation that came out this summer, that was Plastique performing Black is the Color of My True Love's Stare here on the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope. That record, 37 songs from 37 bands. It's quite an expansive collection of music. And if you haven't picked it up yet, you can still get it on Bandcamp. It's a benefit album that was intended. All the proceeds from the album are going to be donated to the Brave Space Alliance, and I imagine a whole bunch of money already has. Brave Space Alliance and My Block, My Hood, My City, those are both Chicago nonprofits, and they are and they do good work. So support them. Pick that record up. Let's do another track from that expansive PRF BLM compilation. This one from my friend and yours, Joshua Wayne Hensley, one half of the Rutabaga. He did a track called Monica, Nina, Tony, Dominique, Ria. It's beautiful, and let's listen to that now. Thank you. from Portland, Oregon, that is the fantastic Bone and Bell. The first record that they've made in, gosh, it's been about 4 years, I think. The name of the album, To a Cinder. The name of that track, it's my favorite on that record. It's called Can't. And what a great record. I guess it was 4 years because Heather in the band, she broke her wrist and she couldn't play for quite some time. So she was spent a lot of that time, I guess, convalescing, rehabbing, practicing, getting used to the newly adjusted wrist. And so 2020 is the year. They put it out. It's too bad. It's too bad that nobody's touring, nobody's playing. I would have loved to have seen them again touring behind this record. But at least we've got the recording. And there's always next year, right? Which is right up ahead. So look for them possibly in 2021 if we can get past all this weirdness out there. Up next. Band that I was kind of late to Bone and Bell, and I was kind of late to this record, but it's grown on me in a short period of time. Father Werewolf. It's a band from Athens, and they did an album called Redbird, and we're going to hear Please Don't here on the PRF Radio Hour.
Please don't. Please.
That's Mayor for Life. They put out a record this year in May called This Could Have Been Avoided. And the track you heard there is Bury Me With My Gun. It's one of my favorite records of all the records in 2020. And not just like Premier Rock Forum related stuff. I mean, of everything overall. Definitely one of my favorite records. It's terrific. Sonically, beautifully sonically crafted stuff. So there you go. Another one, another album that is up in my favorite lists of all records this year is this one from Gorilla Ghost from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They did an album called We Get What We Deserve, and it's hot stuff. It's relevant. It's brutal sometimes, and it's a great record. This track is the one that they did with Kool Keith, and this was kind of, there's a lot of songs on this record that I like a lot. It was kind of hard to pick the favorite, but I went with this one. It's called Algorithm Nation 1814. Kool Keith is on it, and our friend Stephanie King is on it too, doing some background vocals. So let's give this one a shot right now.
Algorithm Nation. Kool Keith. Yeah. Culture, internet. Internet life. Internet. The internet is side effects, connections, addiction. A brain locked in prison, intervention. Do they notice? Break the focus. Socialism barely open. You becoming stagnant, old, deattaching. The catch is so accurate. Computers attracting them. Hurry up, load up fast again. The Wi-Fi make you passengers. More info, spectacular. Lots talking accurate. Steve Jobs, nothing playing John Madden. Catch it by the internet's ability to make you an in-house pit house pet. Naked image you project. Film with sex. You meeting a stranger online. You just met, caught up in a dicker. Dating sites in different districts. Don't even know it's a man. High nor line. Luring some little boys with lipstick. Your girl talking to sex traffickers, predators, and nasty wit. Technology corrupt. I can swipe a card and bust with lust.
Everybody be seated, looking
And if there's a band that I can go on and on and on and on about, it's Mr. Dude from Seattle and from Milwaukee. Two-thirds Seattle, one-third Milwaukee. Mr. Dude. The name of the record is Killed by Life. Came out in September. It's a James Burns production. And you know what that means. That means I'm on it. James Burns of Police Teeth. I'll just say it again because I don't care if I embarrass the guy. I don't care if I blow his ego all out of proportion. Somewhere in between, I don't care. I love the guy. One of the best songwriters, I think, ever. The guy's just great, and he's endlessly productive and just knocking out home runs constantly. Rock and roll home runs from James Burns, this time of Mr. Dude. It's a great record. Get it. It's on Bandcamp. You won't regret it. Do you like rock music? I mean, do you listen to this show? Do you like rock music? Well, go pick that one up because, man, it's like it's freaking insane. As you just heard with your own two ears, okay? If you have two ears, Van Gogh. That's some excellent stuff. And now we're going to go into the cell phones. Let me tell you about the cell phones. Another trio from Chicago. It's Lindsay and Ryan and Justin. And God, I mean, they just did this record, Battery Lower. This came out in October. October 29th. So it's still pretty fresh. And it's, of course, fantastic. Lindsay and Ryan just had a baby and it's wonderful. And things are rolling for those guys. And it's wonderful because they're wonderful. So we're all really happy for them. And then they, you know, brand new parents and Justin, they knock out this fantastic record called Battery Lower, and this is my favorite track. This one's called Less, and it's that mix of Lindsay's vulnerability and aggression that really comes together into a tornado of a track here. So let's do that. Here's Les from the Cell Phones in this best of, well, in my own personal opinion, best of the PRF Radio Hour right here on Radio Nope. Let's do this track right now.
You're the one I want. I give you all my love, but you want less. Okay.
maybe the heaviest noise rock band in Milwaukee, Wisconsin right now. That's Soup Moat from their very excellent album, Be Brave, Run Away. It's, there's only one way to say that record album title out loud, and it's Be Brave, Run Away. And there's no other way to say it. It's a great record, one of my favorites this year. And the track that you heard was Chiclet. It's definitely my favorite track on the album. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm playing you all the stuff you've already heard before on this show, if you're a regular listener. If you're not and you're just tuning in for the first time, well, this must be a special treat for you. And welcome, by the way. Very good job finding us here on the internets, finding this Radio Nope thing, finding this PRF Radio Hour thing. Good for you. Good job. You're like a little detective out there, little rock detective. So here, let's. I'm going to reward you with some more stuff for your efforts. This is a band called Cubber, and they are from they're a San Francisco band, and I love to be surprised, and this band surprised the heck out of me because I never heard of them before. It was completely unexpected. The connection, I guess, for me is Craig Eastman is playing bass in this band. So, and it's solid, man. This album is solid through and through, and it's actually one of my favorite full albums. Of all albums, not just Premier Rock Forum related, but of all albums in the year 2020, this is up there. This came out in March of this year, and I'm going to play you a track called Forearm Tilt.
Exhausting, down as a state of the mind.
Ridiculously great rock and roll track that is. From Gripping of Lincoln, Nebraska. That's only three guys. And God, I love that song. It's called Jeans to Bed. It's on their self-titled album. I don't know if it's a debut record or if it's, yeah, I don't know. But welcome to the world, Gripping. You guys are killer. That's a band I want to have come to my house and, well, maybe not my house, because my house might not withstand all that. But I would definitely want them to come and play in my town for my friends at a party or something. Because, hoo boy, that's some good rock in there from Gripping of Lincoln, Nebraska. And now, you are listening to the PRF Radio Hour. My name is Jeff Moody, and I'm recapping all of my favorite stuff from this year, all the PRF-related stuff. And did you think that we were going to get away with this best-of kind of thing without hearing from Kreiderman of Oakland, California, the band that Ryan Christopher Parks is kind of doing with a buddy and his other buddies? No. B. Hamilton is one of my most favorite bands in the world, honestly, of all bands. I love a lot of bands, but B. Hamilton is consistently great. And when this Kreiderman thing came out, I was pleasantly surprised and, you know, had high hopes for it, and it kind of went beyond my high hopes. It's a great record. If you haven't picked it up yet, you should. It's called Grand Masterpiece, and it is. It's a grand masterpiece. Honest to God, it's through and through, 10 tracks, and they're all great. This is not the title track, the opening track, and it's just a swing for the fences rock jam right off the top. Anybody and everybody can love this song. It's a song of hope. It's great. It's the song I needed this year. I mean that. I'm not just saying it. I totally mean that. It's the track I needed to hear, and it's helped drag me up to the finish line in the year 2020. It's called Maybe Tomorrow, and here it is, man. Get in it and roll around in it.
Thank you. Come, and I'm a